It's the Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a Wolverine purr.
I'd be sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day
for the United States of America.
It's the Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock!
That's what we call a sack lunch!
They do have a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Castration time.
Bill, this is Coach. I lost my balls. I can't find my balls.
No balls of steel.
No balls.
Can we get some balls around here?
I'm telling you, the boy ain't got a set.
Dadgummit, Bill. He ain't got no balls.
Say it! Say it!
I'm a fan and I'm a woman. Doesn't have the balls. No balls at all.
Is she right?
Bill's Balls of Steel.
All right, here we go. Let me just begin with this. Random, just out of nowhere, I'm going to say Balls of Steel to DJU. Now, just hear me out. Loses his job. Yes, probably should have lost it a while back. True. I agree with that opinion if that is your opinion. But was given extra snaps throughout the year to keep the job, finally lost the job in the ACC championship game against North Carolina. Came in, played the first two series, replaced by the next five-star, Cade Klubnik, who played well. It's his gig now. DJU did not sit on the sideline in Powell. Did not sulk, did not distance himself from everybody else on the team like players will do when they're upset. Sat there, cheerleaded, talked to him, told him he's happy for him. Did an interview after the game. Did not duck the interview. Said that he's very happy they won, happy for his teammates, happy for Cade Klubnik. Now, you know deep down he's hurt. He's got to be. He's a competitor, and he has not played well. Acted with total class. So I will begin with whatever you think about DJU. You can't say he did not act with class. Totally class personified. Balls of Steel.
Bill's Balls of Steel.
Random. I know. That might not be the most important topic out there, but I went with it anyways. How about Balls of Steel to TCU? Now, again, do I think they're one of the top four teams? No. But they're in. And under this system, they got it right. I know. It's conflicting, but that's, I could have told you, the order and the teams. It's pretty easy. BCS would have done the exact same thing. So to TCU and to Coach Dykes and to that quarterback from Council Bluffs who was beat up, bleeding, out of breath, did everything he could do. Let's give them a Balls of Steel.
Bill's Balls of Steel.
How about Kansas State holding them deep inside the one-yard line to no points and winning that ball game? Huge momentum shift in that ball game late, going to overtime, won the ball game. Kansas State is your Big 12 champions. Let's give them a Balls of Steel.
Bill's Balls of Steel.
Same with Utah. Utah Balls of Steel, down 17-3, came back, whooped Caleb Williams and that soft Southern Cal team fair and square. Balls of Steel.
Bill's Balls of Steel.
A lot of them out there. How about Balls of Steel to Luther Burden? He got a chip deal. He's not leaving Missouri. Now, he never said he was leaving Missouri, but you can't lose Johnny Five-Star if you're Missouri. You've also lost another receiver we've talked about, Donovan Lovett. That's not good. but you don't need to lose the freshman, Luther Burden. They didn't. He got a chip deal for six figures, whatever the number is. To him, true freshman, lots of money in his pocket. It's legal. You can do that these days. Balls of Steel.
Bills, Balls of Steel.
So a lot of them. I'll hold it there. There's a bunch we can get to. Bunch of nominations. A lot of people are hitting me up with this one. Bill, your boy at Colorado, Rick George. I've known Rick George for decades. Rick George was the former 30 years ago football recruiting coordinator at Vanderbilt. He would let me come to Vanderbilt. So did Watson Brown before them. And go in their film department and plug in film and watch players. I would do it hours a day at Vanderbilt's football facility 30 plus years ago, late 80s, early 90s. Did it under Watson Brown. Jerry DiNardo came in, brought his buddy in from Colorado. Rick George played at Illinois, but brought his buddy in at Colorado, Rick George, to be his recruiting coordinator. Rick also let me go in there and plug in film left and right. Very good people. And that was back then. They were in a big fight with the media, too, so I was lucky. They did not fight me. They were nice to me. They were very gracious to me. I'm lucky. Anyways, he's the AD at Colorado. He's the one that just made the hire for Deion Sanders, getting Deion Sanders. And he's quoted here about NIL. We don't have the money yet, but I know we're going to have it. So he's not worried about it. Coach C says, Balls of Steel to the AD of Colorado. Asked how he could afford Deion. We actually don't have the money yet, but we're going to have it. So to my guy, and I haven't talked to him about any of this stuff. I don't have any insight into it. But to my guy, Rick George, Patton, Balls of Steel.
Bills, Balls of Steel.
Yeah, Rick George played cornerback back in the really early 80s for, I believe, Mike White. At Illinois back in the day. Champaign, Illinois is where he was. Topwater Assassin. Bill, being a Clemson fan and watching the transfer portal news is like having your prom date catch the flu. Everybody's having fun but you. That's so close to Tom and Myrtle Beach's, and that rivals Tom's analogy about Notre Dame being the prom date tease. Little different prom date scenario, but dust the same. Balls of Steel. Now, but my Buckeye fans, most of them, at least, that comment on the show are not so giddy. Now, they're happy. Trust me, they're happy. They're still skeptical. And I don't blame them. They just saw their team get whooped resoundingly again by Michigan. So they are skeptical, but... And again, I'm not picking Ohio State to beat Georgia, but this is probably, if you're Georgia, the matchup that would worry you the most. Because they do have something that should be successful against Georgia, and that is a high-flying, incredibly gifted passing game. They have that. Again, the one team, and I'm not saying Georgia loses, but this is the matchup that you probably would rather not have if you're Georgia. That's all I'm saying. Coach Marshall, Bill, the portal and also opting out of bowls, killing college football. He says it's sickening. It's not good for the game. It is exciting from a news standpoint. Unless you're one of those teams. Well, Tennessee knows what it feels like. A couple of years ago, losing players just dozens after dozens, right? Now they're on the other side of this. Tennessee should be a very attractive destination in the portal and in recruiting. But they know what it's like to be on the other side of this. So if you're on the other side of it, it's not fun. If you're on the receiving side, it is fun. Well, and it may be exciting if you're on the losing players' side, if there are players that you're losing that you don't think can help you anyways. That opens up scholarships. So it can work in a myriad of ways. But back to Coach Marshall, it's bad for the game. It's terrible for the game. that doesn't matter anymore. The only thing that matters today is, and it's always been about the money, but it wasn't so overwhelmingly in that direction. Now that's all it is. Whether it's for the players or whether it's with the contracts. And you got to remember, just with the current ESPN deal, which is good for just a couple of more years through 25, and they're going to expand in 24. So the last 2 years of the contract, year 11 and 12, they're going to go to 12. That's going to increase ESPN's cost, what they're bidding, or the revenue, however you want to describe it, by about $500 million. $500 million more goes into the kitty now that we're going to 12. When we go to 12, that's just with this contract. Once we get past 25 and they bid it out to all these various networks, it's going to go up by billions. Literally, plural, billions. That's the only thing. What the health of the sport is, the way it's turning into free agency, the way none of the rules are being adjudicated, policed, none of that matters, y'all. None of it matters. Lawlessness matters not. And our choice is either we can continue to enjoy the game or not. I'm okay. I don't like what's going on, but I still love the game. When I'm watching a game, I'm not thinking about all that other stuff. I'm watching the game out of pure love. If somebody caves and says, now we're going to give them a piece of the TV revenue, that may be it for me. I can't tell you. I don't know. You never know how you'll feel until it happens. When and if that day comes, then we'll see how I react to it. Yeah, we'll see how I'm going to do with it. Georgia Dog has a entry here into Balls of Steel. Bill, Balls of Steel to an LSU team with only 63 scholarship players, never quitting and playing Georgia tough. Proud of those young men. So the team, his team just beat 50-30, but they did play hard. No, he is right. LSU fought to the end. They just don't have enough weapons. They don't have enough bullets in their holster to hang in a game like that. But he says, Patton, give them a Balls of Steel.
Bill's Balls of Steel.
All right. Let's take the break and continue on. Fast moving. I mean, pedal all the way to the floor on this show today. What do you think is going to be the top topic that after the show sometime today I'm going to look back on and say, you know what? We didn't even get there. We didn't even get there on the show. Something like that's going to happen today. I just know it. Omni Nashville Hotel. Dan Mullen to South Carolina. Satterfield to Cincinnati. What else? I don't know if Mullen's confirmed yet, but that sounds like it's about to happen.
Good morning. Trying to wrap up this wreck, 65 southbound at the North Loop. And now there's one right behind it. Again, a couple of wrecks already over here slowing down that traffic, even more so on 65 southbound as you try to get past Trinity Lane down to the North Loop on 65 southbound. Traffic's on the increase even more up through Brentwood, Franklin, 65 there coming up through Williamson County. I-40 still looks good in from Dixon County, but it's heavy at times through certain parts of Kingston Springs. Prince's Hot Chicken can help you with catering this holiday season. Check out the menu. PrincessHotChicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? Haven't seen you around the gym.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could be lower testosterone. I went through it a while back. I got Nugenix Total T, and it's made a huge difference for me.
I've seen that on TV. Is it for real?
Oh, yeah. The patented key ingredient is something called Testofen, which helps boost free and total testosterone levels to help you trim up and stay lean.
And it's made a difference for you?
Man, I feel like I'm in my 20s again. At work, work, in the gym, and in the bedroom.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try it for themselves?
Yeah, you just need to send them a text.
Text STAPLE to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total Tea. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help you get back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text STAPLE to 321-321. That's STAPLE to 321-321.
Products and statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or illness.
Tired of the same old company holiday party and looking to reward your team with a fun night out? What about something different for a birthday party or group gathering? Hello, this is Philip Cox of Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers, and we specialize in group events no matter the size at our Tusculum, Donelson, Hermitage, Murfreesboro, and Hendersonville locations. Plus, Hendersonville and Murfreesboro offer enhanced entertainment options with bumper cars, laser tag, roller skating, and more. Tis the season to have fun with family, friends, and business associates, and there's no better place to do it than at Strike and Spare Family and Fun Center. Visit strikeandspare.com to learn about the group outing option. Strike and Spare, where fun is bowling.
Jim Rome is here weekdays 11 to 2 on Nashville Sports Radio, WNSR.
The SEC is for closers, and there's only one way to survive in the SEC, ABC. A, always, B, B, C, closing, always be closing.
A, B, C, A, always, B, B, C, closing, always be closing.
Jim Rome, 11 to 2 on Nashville's original sports radio, WNSR.
Forecast. Your exclusive National Sports Radio WNSR Sky Scan forecast this morning is going to be mostly cloudy with a stray shower, then a good chance of showers this afternoon, high 56. Clouds and widespread showers tonight, low 52 early, then temperatures rise to near 60 by daybreak. Utilizing the resources of the Motherbug Network on National Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's meteorologist, Jim Rinaldi.
Sports Radio WNSR.
Got biscuits, kitchen notes at the Omni Nashville Hotel does, and Bill King loves them all.
Look, I don't have a gun to my head saying, okay, if I don't know this by Saturday, you know, I'm going to miss church and go jump off the bridge.
More nominations. I'll get to that. That was Nikki. That's ironic because I've got a lot of nominations for Nick, and it's not Balls of Steel either. Josh in London, Ohio, no balls, and it's also good that I know how to edit on the fly because with Josh, you have to edit. No balls to Ryan Day for letting Hairball kick him in his uterus. I think uterus is okay. It's okay to say that. So I didn't edit that. Letting Hairball kick him right in his uterus. And then letting him plant their ugly A double dollar sign flag on our block O and then not doing anything about it like a little B word. No balls of steel.
Doesn't have the ball. No balls at all.
Patton, have you asked the lawyers, is it okay to say getting kicked in his uterus?
I'll ask that one. That's a new one, so we'll have to see.
Yeah. I'm thinking it's okay. I mean, the word uterus is used every day in a doctor's office, right? I mean, there's nothing. Thinking we're okay there. But just check. All right. Lots of these. And I'm just going to paraphrase. Bill, no balls to Nick Saban getting TV time like nobody else could get and sitting there crying and belly aching and begging like a little B word. I'm just paraphrasing all of you out there. Bill, no balls. So, first of all, Patton, just go ahead and hit it. Everybody, no balls to Nikki.
Can we get some balls around here?
Now, okay. I understand where you're coming from. But I'm going to repeat what I said earlier in the show. What's Nick supposed to say? We suck. We shouldn't go. We don't deserve it. He's supposed to. That's his team. He's supposed to plead for them if given the chance. Well, no, Bill, just keep your mouth shut and go away. Maybe some would do that. Maybe some would just say, okay, we're just going to let it be. Well, he chose not to. I'm not as critical of him as many of you are about this. Just not. I don't care. If Nick's on and I probably don't buy what he's trying to sell me because this Alabama team isn't. Now, I think they're one of the four best teams in America. Yeah, probably. They would be favored by everybody in these games except Georgia. They'd be favored. But they lost two games, and they could have lost two other games. You don't get to just plead one side. You have to look at all the what-ifs. There's some what-ifs that went against them, and there's some what-ifs that went for them. You can't just say all of them could have gone our way. You could have lost two others, too, and have four losses here. Texas and A&M game. The Texas Longhorns and the Aggies game. Could have lost both of those, too. Didn't, but could have. So I'm not saying I buy what he's selling, but I don't blame him for pleading his case. And here's the other thing. The committee wasn't going to relent here. Nick is very powerful. He's earned that. He's earned his power, but anything and everything he said wasn't going to change anything. But do I blame him for pitching their case? No. I didn't spend a whole lot of time watching it because I knew what the outcome would be. 614 Rob, Bill, no balls to anyone who watched the entire college football broadcast on Sunday. Get a life, people. Laugh out loud. No balls, they're betting.
Doesn't have the ball. No balls at all.
I'm going to ask this again. And I only watched maybe an hour, hour and a half of it just to see what the team, just to make sure I could confirm the top four that I thought would be in what order. But I did bring up earlier, did the question ever come up about what happened to TCU in 14? They did ask, give them credit, was there any talk amongst the committee members about a repeat Michigan-Ohio State game in the semifinals trying to avoid that? And basically, Boo Corrigan said, no, not really. That's not how we work. And that's what I thought. But did anybody ask? Because I'm going to critique them if they didn't. That was a key question. Was there any talk about what happened back in 14 when TCU totally got screwed by the manipulation of the committee? It's the worst screw job in the history of the playoffs since we got started with the playoffs. Worst by far was 14 and what they did to TCU. Was there any conversation about, hey, we cannot let this happen again, even though the circumstances aren't quite the same, because TCU that year won their last game something like 55-7 or whatever it was. This year they lost in overtime in the league championship game. Different circumstances, but similar in that they were in the three slot. Then they got jumped all the way to what, number six. Won their last game 55-whatever. Was there any talk about that and not repeating that horrible mistake? So if they did ask it, then I stand corrected. I just didn't hear it asked when I was sitting there watching it. That's my point. Clyde up in Detroit. Bill, oh, this is a good one, Patton. This is a good one. Remember last Monday what happened to us? Yeah, if this were last Monday, we wouldn't even be an hour into the show right now because of what happened last Monday. Clyde in Detroit. Balls of steel to the Walmart associate who found your Ethernet cable last Monday so the show could air. Patton, that's a good one. I don't know the guy's name, but balls of steel to him.
Bill's Balls of Steel.
Yeah, last Monday, right before airtime, about 10 minutes, maybe 5 minutes, I was just connecting up. That takes less than a minute to do, and I noticed that my Ethernet cord was frayed. Very weird. Because we had just finished the week before on Wednesday. Remember, that was a short week because of Thanksgiving. No problems at all, and I didn't notice anything. So something, I don't know if the unicorn got in there or a cat, but something happened. And so I plugged up thinking, okay, say a prayer. Also, yeah, say a Hail Mary. Yep, I'm Catholic. Say a Hail Mary. And maybe when you plug in, this thing will work. Nothing. So I messaged Patton, then I sent him a picture of it, and then I said, there's a Walmart maybe 15 minutes away. I'm going to have to go there. So I'm in Walmart for about 30 minutes. Couldn't get any help. Nobody in there except some people up front and some folks stocking and stuff like that, shelves. Some guy randomly walking through, an employee, though, and I said, I know you don't work in electronics, but could you help me? And eventually he found me the cord. So, yes, Clyde is right. Clyde is right. Yeah, good dude there. All right, Josh, Bill, did you see this? This is from a Georgia message board. Somebody posting as a Georgia fan. It's entitled, We Got Completely Screwed. I believe this is on Dog Vent, right? Think so. Here is the post from the Georgia fan. First time going 13-0 in Georgia history, and we're punished by playing the second most talented team in the country on paper. Goes on to read, I know Ohio State is poorly coached and soft and from the north. Wow. And whatever, but this is a bad matchup for us considering we just gave up 500 yards passing to garbage LSU. It's so hard to repeat, and this is exactly the type of game I did not want to see in the playoffs. Unfortunately, our fans will probably ignore recruiting rankings, overdose on rat poison, feed rat poison to the team, and pretend like we're unbeatable Titans while ignoring Ohio State can and very well probably beat us. Georgia fan, wow. Here's this sentence again. I know Ohio State is poorly coached, they're soft, and from the north. I mean, you talk about laying it out there. So what does geography have to do with it? If you go north, you can't. I mean, Michigan's not soft. They're up north. They're further up north. Wisconsin's not going to be soft. And they really, Wisconsin really wasn't soft prior. They just down on players. Luke Fickell will tighten that ship up in Madison, Wisconsin. I can promise you that. Pac-12, Dave, Bill, bowls of steel to my Washington State Cougars, actually making a bowl. It should be a great game against Fresno State, December 7th in L.A. That's not Lower Alabama. Anyways, bowls of steel there, Patton.
Bill's Balls of Steel.
It's pretty good. South Pacific Sooner. Balls of Steel, Utah, for the beatdown of Southern Cal. He's from New Zealand, but he's living over here these days. And he says, give Utah a Balls of Steel patent.
Bill's Balls of Steel.
Did you see this? I would have forgotten about this. Did you see what Caleb Williams, first of all, I do not understand guys painting their fingernails. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm just not, I don't get it. Anyways, did you see what Caleb Williams painted on his fingernails before the Pac-12 championship game? Have you seen the picture of this? This is what he painted on his nails. First of all, John in Los Angeles, who we're going to see here in about, a little over a week, coming down for commitments from L.A. Bill Gutless and Nutless, Caleb Williams painting his nails with derogatory remarks for each of his last three opponents, and no balls of steel to the coaching staff and university for allowing him to do so. Very embarrassing. So he's been doing this the last three games. Is that right? I didn't know that. Only saw it for the Utah game. So I don't know the background, obviously, on this. But Patton, he says, give him, Caleb Williams, Gutless and Nutless.
It's Gutless and Nutless.
All right. On his fingernails, on one hand, his fingernails, he wrote the word bleep, U-C-K. The F word, one on each nail, four nails. And then on the other finger with his nails, Utah. Did you see this? bleep, U-C-K, you know, the first letter. And then on the second hand, Utah. And then they went and got thoroughly annihilated, eviscerated, curb stomped, boat raced, however you want to describe it. Yeah, I don't get that. Maybe I'm just not meant to understand that, right? I don't get that. Larry in North Carolina. Balls of steel to me and also Elon Musk for Starlink satellite internet and me having a generator Saturday when our substations were attacked and the power went out during the Big Ten championship game. Just about 10 minutes of action while getting the generator turning and running. So, to him, having a backup plan, balls of steel there, Patton.
Bill's Balls of Steel.
There you go. Lots of good nominations today on the show. I'm going to do it. No. I'm going to do it right here. Balls of Steel to Josh Heupel and the Tennessee Vols. They went 10-2. I didn't think they could get I thought they'd win about eight games, maybe eight, maybe nine if the oblong spheroid was perfect. Here's a team that was in the playoff discussion on some level, maybe at the end, not so much realistically, but in the bright lights of the playoff discussion from the entire time the first release came out till the end. Again, at the end, it would have taken a miracle, Armageddon, a tsunami to get in because they lost the South Carolina game. Nonetheless, 10-2 in year two is a fantastic Josh Heupel job that he's done. Balls of Steel. No hype of Balls of Steel?
Bill's Balls of Steel.
And Alex Golish, their offensive coordinator, gets the USF job. That's a good gig. That's a good launching point for him. Not sure what they're going to do. I know Heupel had a Orange Bowl presser yesterday. Did Heupel get into what he may do? Heupel's not usually real revealing when it comes to info. It's not what he does. But did they ask him about what he'll do with offensive coordinator? There's some talk maybe he just takes it over. That offense is his anyways. He could take it over, bring back a former assistant or Joey Hazel, who's on the staff. There's all kinds of different ideas that he maybe will approach. Anywhere. Let's do this. Let's take the break. Mark it down about 180 if you're playing today. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Still some heavy traffic trying to get down 65 southbound here at Trinity Lane. It's all from a wreck we had earlier near the North Loop that made things a lot slower than normal. I'm looking at it live right now. It's just crawling on 65 southbound here at Dickerson Pike, trying to get down through East Nashville. I-40 is busy over around the airport. Still moving coming in from Wilson County. Just watch for some radar out there around the Mount Juliet area on I-40. Hey, Nash Painting Services, all of Middle Tennessee. Check them out online at nashpainting.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Hey guys, it's Zach. Give the gift of play with the team at Play It Again Sports in Brentwood and Hendersonville. Stop in and stock up on a huge selection of new and gently used gear and equipment. Maybe you need some cash for the holidays. If you have too many bikes, inline skates, hockey, or other sports gear that you don't use anymore or it doesn't fit, get cash on the spot for your unused gear at Play It Again Sports in Brentwood and Hendersonville. They have the trained staff to help you sell your gear and help you find the perfect gift for the holidays, like a new baseball bat, lacrosse stick, yoga and workout gear, or equipment for a home gym. Or maybe you're like me and you love perusing golf clubs. Go check out what they have in their used inventory. I'm always in the Hendersonville store checking out their used golf clubs. So get cash for your holiday gifts when you sell your gear at Play It Again Sports in Brentwood and Hendersonville. And make sure to tell them Zach from Nashville Sports Radio sent you. That's Play It Again Sports in Brentwood and Hendersonville.
From the big game to the big dance, Bar Lines at the Omni Nashville Hotel downtown is your game day and watch party headquarters. Don't worry about entertaining guests and trying to feed everyone. Sit back, relax, cheer on your team, and let the Bar Line staff take care of you. Grab a Bar Line signature cocktail and enjoy some wicked deviled eggs. Or a Bar Line's double stack and finish it off with some Jack and Coke chocolate cake. Bust your belly and your bracket at Bar Line, located in the Omni Nashville Hotel, 5th Avenue downtown.
Whoa, are you kidding me?
There's plenty of game left. Just chill out. If you're too riled up, you won't ever get to sleep tonight.
How can I chill out when I have to put up with this every single week?
Oh, and he gets picked off. Interception.
Oh, you gotta be kidding me.
Okay, that's enough. Here, try these cannabis products from Lab Canna. And these heightened Delta 8 gummies and Karma Calming Caramels will help put you in a better state of mind.
Whether you win or lose, make every game day better with cannabis products from Lab Canna. Learn more today at labcanna.com.
This is the Greg Pogue and John Burton Show.
Former Titans coach Jeff Fisher.
Who's grumpy this morning?
Coach, I'm not grumpy.
John, I mean, hey, John.
Yeah.
Pull your head out of your butt. Get yourself in a better mood.
I'll do my best, coach. Thanks for the pep talk.
Okay. You just made a promo for him.
Greg Pogue and News Channel 5's John Burton. WNSR. Nashville Sports Radio.
College sports. Bill King knows a few things.
What if I told you a small-time coach rose through the ranks to build an empire in Oxford? What if I told you God had his heart, but the devil had his phone? ESPC 30 for 30 presents When Hugh Freezes Over.
I guess he's still radioactive. If we're still playing that, he's still radioactive. All right, this is strictly rumors, okay? Just put it in the reckless rumor category. No more, no less. You ready? This is Mike Farrell. Says rumors for DJU, UCLA. Now, he's a West Coast guy. He's from the West Coast. DJU is. Again, rumors. Nothing that's even close to confirmed or official. Brennan Armstrong, I've heard a lot of this. Notre Dame. Virginia quarterback, lefty. Georgia Tech's quarterback, Jeff Sims, says was likely to Louisville, but now that Scott Satterfield is leaving for Cincinnati, who knows what will happen. Phil Dracovic, former Notre Dame backup, former BC quarterback, says Phil Dracovic to Pitt seems likely. North Carolina quarterback Devin Leary is expected to enter, and a surprise location could be Illinois, where his brother is a young quarterback. Now, here's a one that there's no way. But I'm going to read it. Again, total rumors, but there's no way. I mean, the other ones are doable. They're believable. This one is not. He says, I've been told Texas quarterback Hudson Card, who's in the portal, could land somewhere big like Alabama or Georgia. There is no way. Would Georgia bring him in with all they've got on that roster after Stetson Bennett? 4 and 5 stars trampling each other? Now, yeah, they tried to go after Caleb Williams. That's understandable. Hudson Card's not that kind of guy. He's a pretty good quarterback, but wow. Alabama? What's Ty Simpson going to do if you do this? I don't believe that. That's one that I don't believe. Again, under the category of absolute total rumors. So don't take it anymore. Josh up in London, Ohio. Bill, Ohio State versus Michigan for the Natty. Imagine the media coverage leading up to that rematch. That would be interesting. Remember, let's just go back, 06, y'all. Remember, we nibbled on this one a little bit back then. It didn't happen. BCS era, they played 1 versus 2 that year. This year it was 2 versus 3. 1 versus 2. And there was some talk, maybe if that game's good, it'll be a rematch in the BCS championship game. The game was good. High-scoring game. Ohio State won. Close. But that didn't happen. Ohio State played Urban Meyer and Florida. That game did not happen. All right, another nomination here, Patton. Balls of Steel. This is no fan of the 863. Balls of Steel to Coach Norvell, turning the dumpster fire around and going for a 10th win against the Sooners in the bowl game. So to that program and the head coach, Balls of Steel.
Bill's Balls of Steel.
Time in Myrtle Beach. No balls to Ryan Day for losing control of this team. So much talent, and he can't keep it together. There are rumors of key players opting out of the college football playoff. Unreal. I don't even want the list to be out there. He says, I don't even want to list the names. No balls for all of that there, Patton.
No balls of steel.
Now, I would think, and again, don't know this, that if the Buckeyes, well, they're in the playoffs, I don't know that anybody's going to opt out of that. That'll be if we start seeing players opt out of the playoffs, that's a whole different level of concern. It's one thing if a Bryce Young, a Will Anderson, or whoever doesn't want to play in a random bowl game. Matter of fact, I would rather, and I'm a big fan of those kids, but I would rather see the young guys play, frankly. Tennessee's going to play Clemson. That sounds like a fun Orange Bowl. Do you want to see Joe Milton out there overthrowing everybody or give the Jackson kid a chance? You know what they're going to do. They're going to trot out Milton. Clemson's going to trot out their young hotshot, though. Took them a little too long to do this, but they're going to do it. Coach C, Bill, there's been quite a bit of speculation Friday that Ty Simpson would be hitting the portal today or tomorrow. Several said there was a lot of interest to go to Tennessee. However, there's still a bit of a snit between Heupel and the dad. That would be, wow. Yeah, there's a little bit of a snit there. Maybe not just a little bit of one. Anyways, folks, just get used to it. This time of year, and maybe even more elongated, there's going to be a trillion rumors out there. Some of them will stick. Some of them will be complete waste of our time, but that's where we're at. That's where this world has landed us, y'all. Sorry about that. Get another break. This has been all shows for me go fast. This one is even faster. This one has been, what do Indy cars go, like 200, 220? Like at the Indy 500? We've been going 250 today. Omni Nashville Hotel. Commitments.
Good morning. Still some heavy traffic trying to get down 65 southbound here at Trinity Lane. It's all from a wreck we had earlier near the North Loop that made things a lot slower than normal. I'm looking at it live right now. It's just crawling on 65 southbound here at Dickerson Pike, trying to get down through East Nashville. I-40 busy over around the airport. Still moving coming in from Wilson County. Just watch for some radar out there around the Mount Juliet area on I-40. Hey, Nash Painting Services, all of Middle Tennessee. Check them out online at nashpainting.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Nashville's first curling venue is here at T-Line Nashville. Come check out T-Line Nashville and experience the world's fastest growing winter sport today. Curling is a fun and simple sport that's a perfect outing for friends, corporate events, families, or parties. T-Line also has classic bowling and modern bowling mini games. With over 20 HD TVs, you can come watch your favorite teams and some of the best food and drinks here in Nashville in the large bar and grill area. They also have an outdoor area with a fire pit, and you can't forget the live music. T-Line Nashville is a one-stop shop for a great night out. Located at 106 Duluth Avenue and online at tlinenash.com, you can book your party now or give them a call at 615-439-1024. That's 615-439-1024. And make sure you give them a follow on Instagram and Facebook at T-Line Nash for all the news, events, and updates. T-Line Nashville, Nashville's first curling venue, is here.
Lieutenant, can you tell us what happened today?
Our officers responded to a crash on I-40 westbound this morning. The driver of a pickup truck lost control of the vehicle, veered left, and went into a ditch.
911, what's your emergency?
We've been in a crash. Please send someone. My fiancé is hurt.
A front seat passenger was wearing a seatbelt. She survived without injury. The driver was not wearing a seatbelt and was ejected from the truck. He died at the scene.
Law enforcement writes tickets to save lives. Brought to you by the Tennessee Highway Safety Office.
It's the afternoon stretch with Zach Williams and Bruno Reagans.
You know what the Mets stand for?
Metropolitan. Metropolitan is a flavor of ice cream, right?
Neapolitan.
Oh, okay.
Was that real?
I mean, half and half.
Oh, man. You talk about throwing me off complete. My equator is gone.
The afternoon stretch. Afternoon stretch with Zach Williams and Bruno Reagan.
Your exclusive National Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast this morning is going to be mostly cloudy with a stray shower, then a good chance of showers this afternoon, high 56. Clouds and widespread showers tonight, low 52 early, then temperatures rise to near 60 by daybreak. Utilizing the resources of the Motherbug Network on National Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's meteorologist, Jim Rinaldi.
Sports Radio WNSR.
He knows more about the oblong spheroid than any man in America. It's Bill King.
Ohio State game will be 70% Georgia fans, at least. It's going to be tough for the Bucks out of the gate down there, he says. Yeah, you're going basically, and I know Atlanta is not Athens, but that's a Georgia home advantage, regardless. That's their place. That's their college place. Allen in Tampa. Bill, did little Nicky get a waiver from ESPN to go on Fox? He's not. He can go on anything he wants. Coach C. Says, also hearing that Heupel may be taking a look at Nussmeier from LSU. I asked Blake about just rumors about Nussmeier, and he said he thinks those are accurate. Now, he didn't mention Tennessee or anything. Nussmeier's a Texas kid, right? He said that the rumor had been TCU. Now, again, we're playing in a very polluted rumor game right now, guys. Very busy, very polluted rumor world. So just keep all those very loosely in your rumor catalog. And there are going to be a lot of things that are just out there that are going to be completely unsubstantiated, any number of these things. But Blake just told me, yes, the Nussmeier thing is real. It's a possibility. I don't remember. They've got a veteran quarterback who's playing pretty well for them, who's been a little dinged up, who can come back. And then they have Walker Howard, a legacy, sitting there too. It's going to be hard for Nussmeier. He's getting squeezed right now. West Coast Sooner says, Bill, get ready for the drama of the portal today. Should be fun. I'm looking forward to it. Again, I don't think it's good for the game. It's not good for the game. But the excitement and the what-ifs and the drama and the uncertainty and the give and take and the rumors and cutting through all that's right and wrong is, I mean, I got to admit, y'all, I got to admit readily here on the show, I'm catching a little bit of buzz on this. I am. I don't need Pappy's 23. I'm catching a buzz on all these rumors. Oh, Armageddon did ask. He said, I hope I get to sip a little bit of Pappy's. There won't be any Pappy's. We'll have some good stuff, but there won't be Pappy's that I know of at Commitmas. Commitmas is a week from tomorrow. It starts a week from tomorrow. Can you believe that? Oh, Armageddon says he already has four of you who have requested his driving services. Now, that was as of a couple of days ago. It may be more. Four of the members of this audience has contacted Armageddon about needing a ride when they get to town. That's what he told me. He sent me a message. He also sent me a message which said, Bill, your Facebook, you know, is getting hacked because it's sending out messages to people when we know it's not you. He sent me that one, too. Few of you have sent me that message. I think Georgia Dog did, too. Tom in Myrtle Beach. Bill, players are leaving the Buckeyes left and right. Jalen Johnson, the first Buckeye to enter the portal. This year's transfer portal window officially opens. That's from 11 Warriors. Well, you got to remember, and again, every situation is different, but losing players in the portal, and I'm not referring to this one, I'm just saying in general, is just as often a good thing as a bad thing. Now, it depends on who you were. Tennessee a few years ago was not a good thing. That hurt them. But didn't hurt them this year, but it gutted them. But losing players oftentimes is gold. Those openings are gold to go find somebody who's better at what your job responsibility needs are. It's not negative. Tennessee's already lost, I think, four players on offense. Now, that was as of, like, Friday. And those players, frankly, probably will be good somewhere else, but they weren't going to get to play. One of them was a running back. I think two of them were running backs. Maybe two receivers, two running backs, I think. And probably all good prospects, but just weren't getting to play. I mean, Tennessee's running backs are back, plus Dylan Sampson, who is really good. It's going to be hard. If you're not in that top three, it's going to be hard for you at Tennessee. You're going to get, again, you're going to get squeezed. Alabama needs receivers in the portal. I'm talking about difference makers. Coach C, Bill, did you know Josh Heupel's last game at Oklahoma as the OC was a bowl game, lost to Clemson in 14? Loss led to this press conference. And Heupel has said, getting fired at OU was the best thing that ever happened in his career. You know he wants to make a statement. Anyways, guesting tomorrow, Buck will be with us. Gator Dave Griff will be with us as well. We'll get to the guests tomorrow on the show. Today was wild, fast-moving, rapid show, fun. Balls of Steel, appreciate all the nominations. Today, just mark it down. God knows what could happen today. Lodge Pop.